The seminar is on and going. I pressed the magic button. I'm in Washington, D.C., ready to catch a United to get back to LAX. And we've got two star players here. My very able associate colleague, friend, and good guy, Alexander Eisner, is going to be doing the telephone conference, the video conference, the Zoom conference, the New Age conference with the new incoming president of Cal Cairo, Lisa Thompson. So we're really excited about it. We've got a lot of chiropractors from throughout California, and we've loaded it up with a lot of promises. One of the things we would like to find out today from Dr. Thompson, what is the vision? Where do chiropractors go? Are they going to be in business 5 years from now? Are chiropractors going to be excelling and doing better PI than ever? Is Cal Cairo going to grow? We have natural predators for chiropractic. We've had them for 150 years. And these are some medical doctors, a lot of insurance companies, personal injury attorneys, people that don't want chiropractors to thrive and do well. And there's only one group besides your mother that cares about you, and that's Cal Cairo. Cal Cairo is a group that Alex and I are members of. We're proud to be. They're the only ones defending you against your natural enemies in Sacramento. So we wanted to introduce to you, to our community of personal injury chiropractic specialists, Dr. Lisa Thompson, and why she and Cal Cairo is instrumental in chiropractors having a better life and having fewer laws that disrupt and hassle them. Alex, this is all recorded. We're going to have it online at our website. You're actually encouraged doctors to press the one button to ask questions. I hope that works. I'm not even sure if that works today, but you can email Alexander Eisner at an easy email that he'll offer to you. So you can ask any question you want that's relevant to chiropractic. If it's not relevant to chiropractic, share that with somebody else. But we're going to let this thing get forward. Alex looked like he's dressed to a T. I'm dressed for Uber. Dr. Thompson is dressed to lead chiropractors for the next several years. So with this, I'll wish you adieu. And Alex, take over and handle this crowd. It's a crowd that's hungry for information and knowledge. And we want to be successful as we get through the plague. Take care, my friends.
Thanks, Sean. Thank you. Yes, all of what he said. We've got well over 100 chiropractors now watching. And they are eager to learn what the future of the CCA holds. But before we get there, I would like to ask maybe a question that others who are watching would like to ask, which is, tell us about yourself. Lisa Thompson, Dr. Lisa Thompson, incoming CCA president. First of all, thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here. Yeah.
Tell us a little about yourself. I mean, how did this come about? Just give us a little rundown of how you came to get here.
Yeah, of course. So I'm Dr. Lisa Thompson. I have my own practice in Santa Fe Springs, California, which is just outside of Los Angeles. And I have been a CCA member since I opened. I'm actually from New York originally, and I came out to California about 11 years ago now. And when I opened my practice 7 years ago, I didn't know what I didn't know. So, I went to the Cal Cairo website and I became a member mainly to use all their resources, and including personal injury. My husband actually plays hockey with a personal injury attorney around the corner, and he sent me a patient. I'm like, I don't know what to do with this patient. It's like, can I even see personal injury? We didn't get taught that in chiropractic school. So I got involved with Cal Cairo that way, and I went up to Sacramento for our first Ledge Day about, 7-8 years ago, and it blew me away. It made me realize how important our state association is. And ever since then, I've been proud and honored to help continue to serve our profession and do as much as I can to move our profession forward. And I've always wanted to step up, and whether it's on a personal level or with chiropractic, I think with chiropractic, it's super important to have good leadership. And with the right leadership, we can really take the profession to an awesome place. And so I a couple years ago ran for a board position, and I got a little bit more involved. And being CalCAIRO president was never something that was on my to-do list. It was never something that I was like, oh yeah, I really want to do that someday. But I always thought if the profession thought that I was the right person for the job, that it's important enough to me and I love the profession enough that I would be willing to take on that and do the best that I can while I am in that position. And I also see being the next president as it's a team effort. It's not just me. We have an awesome board. We have a lot of great leaders, not just our board, but the heads of our committees and our staff. It's awesome. So I'm excited to be such a big part of a awesome team. And yeah, so that's me.
That's awesome. Well, thank you for all of that. So I want to jump right in with something that I think a lot of people would like to know, which is, you've got some experience with the CCA from the outside, you know, utilizing its services. You've had some experience now as a board member from the inside. What do you think the CCA does really well? And during your time as president, you hope to nurture and help grow. And what things do you think it could improve? And do you want to work to change while you're the head of the organization?
Yeah. Great question. So I think one of the things that we do best is we have some really awesome continuing education. I think we've been growing that as well. We not only have had our live continuing education, but our convention, our events, there's so much fun. It's so nice. It's like we have this built-in family, so many like-minded individuals to get together. I know so many of the CalCAIRO members are my best friends. So I think that's huge to have that camaraderie, to have those relationships and to get our continuing education. Recently, not just due to COVID, but especially because of COVID, we have developed a new online CE21, our new online continuing education. So that's been awesome for our members and us. It's been some really good continuing education, and you can do it from the comfort of your own home. We also had some virtual events. We had our convention last fall, which was great. We got great responses, and California has made it so you can get your live CE virtually as long as it's live and you can ask Q&A. Also, we're providing all that for our members. That's all. One of the other awesome things that we have that's brand new is CalCAIRO has recently developed a House of Delegates, which I'm super excited about. So now our members will be the ones deciding policy and deciding what we want and don't want. And I think that's super important to just kind of lead from the bottom up like that.
Go into a little more detail about that. So that's a new program that CCA is doing this year called House of Delegates. Yes. I've heard a little bit about it. I'm sure the docs who are listening have as well. But can you explain a little bit more about, like, what's the theory behind it, and then how does it work in practice?
Yeah, so the theory is that we want our members deciding how we feel on certain policies. We don't want just our board to decide how we respond to policies and what our policies are. So with the House of Delegates, we'll have our policies out, and the House will be able to just debate a little bit and decide how we stand on certain things. Then it doesn't come down to the board and have just the board members decide. It's going to be our membership deciding, which is huge. So our first meeting is actually next month. It's going to be virtually, of course. It'll be fun once we are able to meet in person, but we'll have our first virtual House of Delegates meeting in the middle of March. And I'm excited for it. I'm especially as incoming president, I don't want to be the one making important decisions. I don't want just our board to be doing that. It should be our members. So that is huge. I think it's going to really help shape CalCAIRO in an awesome way.
So how many of them are there? How do people get involved? I mean, give me a little of the nitty gritty on House of Delegates.
Yes, I don't know the exact number off the top of my head. I know some districts, they still want some more members, some of the House. So if you want to get involved, reach out to the local CalCAIRO leadership, reach out to your board members, reach out to me. I'm happy to help always, or reach out to staff. So each district has a certain number of House members based on how big it is. And then the board all has a seat, and we have like a student seat, stuff like that. So I think it's around 150 members in the House, plus or minus. I don't know the exact number. So it's a lot. It should be a big voice. It'll be interesting to hear some chiropractors debate on some issues. We're all on the same, have the same path, have the same mission, but some people do chiropractic a little differently. So it'll be interesting, but I think it'll be good for us to all come together and come to agreements on some things.
So you talked about local chapters, and we're very intimately related to these local chapters. We've been speaking at the chapters, literally every single one up and down the coast for decades. My firm has. I'm a newer addition to that in the last couple of years, but you know, with even before COVID, but now with COVID, we're seeing some of these chapters sort of shutter. There's not as much, you know, sometimes the leadership isn't there, and then it dissolves and then they come back. What are your thoughts on, you know, I guess the necessity of local chapters, but then also like, how can we get them back? How can we get them motivated and get, you know, breathe some new life into some of the local chapters? Because I have a hunch you're going to say that that's where the CCA is. I mean, that it's a big organization, and it has legislative days, and it has a voice in you know, in Sacramento and hopefully in Washington. But the CCA, as far as your average CCA member is concerned, takes place at the local spaghetti factory or insert restaurant here, and they get their CEs there, and they meet with other chiros there, and they get to see what, you know, talk through problems that they're having at their office, and how did other people talk through that, and learn about some of the different facilities and that are in the area. And when that goes away, I think that's really does a disservice to the local chiropractic community, because there's really nothing like it. There's no replacement for CCA. So, I mean, I don't know if you've given this any thought yet, but how do we bring them back? I mean, how do we really breathe some life into them?
Yeah. Another great question. I agree. The district meetings they're fun and they're important, and hopefully people are learning a lot from them. I know I've seen Sean speak a whole bunch of times. I know he's been speaking for CalCare. I saw him speak when I first moved out to California, and I remember going to his website after to download some of the information, because again, I didn't know what to do with PI. So it was like, oh, this guy seems to know what he's talking about. So So it is an issue. It is a problem. A lot of places we can't meet right now. So it's been very frustrating. We've tried ways around it. I know Orange County especially was going to have like different offices have a virtual meeting. So there would be like one speaker at one location, and then like three or four different offices that have like five people at each office. We tried to do it that way. I'm in Southeast Los Angeles, so our district was small. So we were struggling to get people to get involved, especially the younger doctors struggling to get them involved. So we've actually joined Orange County, hoping that our district could get more involved with their meetings. But the first thing that we need to have happen is for California to open up again, of course. Hopefully that is coming very soon. I know our members really want to have in-person stuff again. Not everybody, but a lot of people want to have in-person. And I think as chiropractors too, generally, we like being around people. We like being around our friends. So hopefully we will have that soon. I know our first in-person, we are planning to have our fall convention come back in Napa in the fall. So we should be able to get together in Napa in the fall. But at a local level, no, all the leaders are trying. We want to get to in-person stuff again, and it is incredibly important. We have our online local district meetings still. They're not the same. We all know that they're not the same. Right. So for locally, one of the big things we want to do, especially coming up, is to recruit new, younger members. A lot of the district leaders have been involved in doing it for a long time. So the more, if anybody's watching this and wants to get involved and just don't know what to do, please reach out. We'd love to have some new members and bring in some new ideas, and just at the local level, especially, there's so many differences between the local districts also. So for example, I'm in Los Angeles. I see a lot of accidents. I had a car drive into my building last week. Like, there are auto accidents all the time here, but there are some areas that just are more rural. They don't have that as much. So they don't want the personal injury seminars as much. They may want animal chiropractic. Who knows? It's just completely different. So yes, to answer your question, I do agree that the local district meetings and local levels are incredibly important. I mean, again, it's ground up. We want to know how they're doing, what they're doing, and what we can do to better serve them. And hopefully in the next couple months here, we will be able to bring back in-person meetings. I know there's a lot of people who really miss that. I miss it.
Me too. I miss going to those. They were a lot of fun. And I mean, lawyers are also suffering that same. I mean, every profession that got together and traded ideas and was social with each other are suffering that loss right now. You talked a little bit about personal injury when you started out. You talked a little bit about personal injury seminars and the people who would be interested in them. A little birdie told me that there's something called Cal Chiro PI certification.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? Because it sounds like the type of thing I would want to get involved in.
Yeah. So again, chiropractic school, in my opinion, and I graduated over 10 years ago now, so things may have changed, but I don't think it's changed a whole lot with personal injury. They don't teach a whole lot of personal injury. I didn't even know what a lien was, that I had to get a lien signed when I had my first patient. So I really knew nothing. So the idea was Dr. Eric Goffnung had this idea that Cal Chiro should create a certification to educate people or educate DCs on how to do personal injury. And so it was his idea and the board loved it. So it's very new still. So we're still changing it, developing it. The foundation's out there. We've had a couple different modules. We've presented a few now, but again, it's still new. So we're always updating it, always changing it. We have a new task force coming in, some of the same people, some new people coming in to update it. So basically, we want to help chiropractors understand how to do personal injury, understand how to quarterback a case, know things like when to refer out and who to refer out to, and when, like all the stuff that we're not taught in school. Should you order MRIs? At what point in the case should you order MRIs? Should you bill differently? Whatever it is. So the idea is to educate our members or non-members, but everybody here should be a member, to educate everybody so we can not only help chiropractors quarterback the case better, but so then we get better results for our patients and can also hopefully get more respect from attorneys who don't respect the chiropractor as much as they should, in my opinion. So
Yeah. That's a very noble goal. It's one that we've been working on for a long time. I would argue that any such program that doesn't include Sean Steele would be a farce at anything. But that sounds like an awesome kind of thing. That goes perfectly along with the motto and the mantra of this firm, which is essentially chiropractic outreach, teaching chiropractors how to not get screwed by PI attorneys, which we've been talking about forever, and we're going to keep talking about forever because it keeps happening. I'm always shocked by that. I sort of thought. I've been working with Sean now for a little over 3 years. I've been lecturing for a little over 3 years. After the third year of giving a similar presentation to a group of chiropractors, I remember talking to Sean and asking him, hey, maybe we should switch this up and talk about something different. And we went to a couple of chiropractors and talked about some different stuff. And all of the questions were like, hey, yeah, but how do I not get screwed by these PI attorneys? And we were like, okay, I guess we'll go back to talking about that because that's it. That's the thing. Yeah. How do you work up a PI case properly? And then how do you not get screwed by these PI attorneys who are out there doing God knows what to these poor chiropractors? So
yeah,
I think that's spot on. Now you were talking at one point about the online CE program. So yeah. Assuming we're going to be remote for a little bit longer. Tell me about this program and how you, what the difference is between live credits and not pre-recorded credits, and because you were talking to me a little bit about that last time.
Are you asking in regards to the personal injury seminar or just all of our CE?
Just all of your CE.
Yeah. Okay. So we, it's called CE21. If you're in, for a while, we offered all of our CE when COVID first happened, it was all free. So you could be getting all of your continuing education online for free. It's, as a member, it's all of the classes are very reasonable price. Some of them I think are like $10. They're very reasonable priced. And we're adding to it all the time. So local districts will still recruit a speaker, and our staff's doing a great job getting other speakers to do presentations for the entire state. But a lot of times a local district will recruit a speaker. For example, I'm doing a talk for Sacramento in 2 months. So it'll be the same, pretty much the same steps as if it was going to be in person, except so I will just do it via Zoom. And if it's live, it's an opportunity for people to ask questions and answers. Then in California, it qualifies for our live CE, which we need 12 hours of. And total, we need 24 hours. We have you covered on CE21. It has anything you're interested in. There's, like I said, we're adding to it all the time. If anybody listening to this has something they want to present on, let us know, because we love adding to it. We want it to be as diverse as possible, have as much stuff on there as we can, so people can get CE on whatever they're interested in. I'm really excited about it. We are going to obviously keep it through COVID, but this is not just a COVID thing. This is something that we've been developing and our staff's been working on hard for a while, and it will, of course, continue after COVID. So that resource will always be there for our members. It's there for our non-members too. It's just a lot cheaper if you're a member. So yeah, we are just going to continue to develop that. I do have to plug, since it's kind of my baby. We have our sports symposium coming up also. That will be all online, but it will be live, so you can get your live CE credits. That's going to be, let's see, May 1st, 2nd, 4th, 5th, and 6th. It's going to be, I'm a little biased because I've helped pick some of the speakers, but the speakers in the lineup are both fantastic. So we do have that, but we're just really pumping out all sorts of awesome CE, and the CE21 on our website, on CalCAIR's website, is where you can find it all, and you can go through and see all the different lectures. And if there's anything you don't see that you're interested in, again, let us know. We want to know what our members want.
So I'm going to open it up for questions. If anybody has a question, they can type it in the little Q&A box down below, and we can ask our incoming president-elect any questions that you have. In the meantime, you keep saying get in touch with you. How can they do that?
Okay. Well, my personal email is probably best. It's drlthompson@gmail.com. There's no P in Thompson, so drlthomson. @gmail.com. I'm happy to answer any questions or hear your concerns, whatever it is. That's what we're here for. Try and help our members be happy. So I'm happy to do that, or whatever it is. Personal injury questions, I'm happy to just give back. Like I said, I love what I do. I love being a chiropractor. I want all chiropractors to love what they do. And with personal injury, I didn't enjoy it when I first started because I didn't have good contacts, and I didn't really know that I am able to work with attorneys that respect what I do, and I have good referrals for whether it's pain management or ortho or whatever. I enjoy PI now. I can take care of my patients knowing that they're in good hands, but also knowing that their PI case is not, it's not just for the money. It's because I care about them too. So happy to answer any questions.
And also that you're not running a free clinic. And that's always, yeah, it's always nice to know.
Unfortunately, student loans won't pay themselves, unfortunately.
Well, if Sean were here, he would be talking about the Lisa Thompson free clinic if you end up having an AI attorney that's going to screw you over in the end. But
yeah,
I mean, that's exciting stuff. So with the last couple of minutes, you were talking about attending legislative days. What, if anything, can you tell us about some upcoming legislation that is in the works, either state level or nationally?
Yeah, so unfortunately, this year, we're being told it's just kind of a COVID year. So most of the bills that are being put out there are COVID related. And some of our legislation is just probably not really going to have much interest this year. We, for those who are aware, we had AB 888 last year, and it is still out there. We want to eventually bring that back. And AB 888 was basically making sure that if somebody, the patient was going to be prescribed opioids, that they were be told that there are other options such as chiropractic, physical therapy, acupuncture, and just getting a signature with, from that patient acknowledging that they are aware of that. So we would like to bring that back. So that would be our big one. But right now we are just kind of taking a step back from that, regrouping and letting COVID cases kind of run their course. And then hopefully we will be able to come back and get a win. It would be awesome to get a big win for Cal Cairo legislatively.
Yeah. And I think that's been on chiropractors' minds for a long time. That we talk about the opioid crisis without talking about the contribution that chiropractic could make to that is disingenuous, in my opinion. If I can shamelessly plug John's wife, Michelle, who just won her congressional election. She's in Congress right now, congresswoman. And she, she kind of ran on a pro chiropractic ticket, which is not a particularly common way to run for Congress. And we're super excited about that. She's taken a couple of meetings already, talking about advancing some pro-chiropractic causes. But I think one of the biggest things you can do is just to build some exposure to chiropractic on a national level so that it can just be a part of the conversation when we're talking about opioids and we're talking about how 50 to 70% of the first opioid prescription comes from an orthopedic injury. Well, every one of those could have been a potential chiropractic patient. And who knows if even one, but probably a larger, much larger percentage than that, were able to find relief from their orthopedic injury through chiropractic, that would save thousands and thousands of lives in opioid dependence. It would have been huge. So that's the kind of stuff that
absolutely.
What's the kind of stuff that's going on the national level and on the state level? And it's the kind of stuff that Cal Cairo is right in the middle of. You've got lobbyists and people like you who are fighting the good fight up in Sacramento and other organizations doing similar work on the national level to bring awareness and exposure to these issues. So I'd love to have you back at some point in the future to talk more about that specifically, about what is going on, what can people do to get involved politically? Because right now, as much as people think that the politics is divisive and vitriolic and hateful, there's a lot of nonpartisan politics people would love to be getting involved in. There's no Republican or Democrat when we talk about the contributions of chiropractic, getting people, off of opioid dependence, making them not experience pain every single day. I mean, these are not political issues. These are human, humanistic.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
So anyway, I just wanted to end that rant by thanking you for coming on and speaking with us. We had a lot of very happy people on that wanted to watch and see what you had to say.
Awesome.
There was a question, but it was a rather lengthy, so I'm going to email it to you to answer on your own. But I did want to thank you again for your time coming on here. I wish you all of the best of luck in your tenure as president. And I want to, again, shamelessly plug, if anybody does have any PI questions, my email is alexandereisner@seansteele.com. Sean's email, which is arguably easier to remember, is seansteele@seansteele.com. And then there's seansteele.com, the website, which, like you said, if you go to the website, you click four doctors right at the top, there's a ton of good material there. And I know a lot of people say that about their websites, but this is actually good material, PI lien collection kits, MedPay collection kits, things that are actually helping chiropractors get paid on PI cases. So if I can shamelessly plug my own website for a second, it's all free. So just go there and you don't have to refer us anything if you don't want to. But you can certainly just use Rob, our website, of all of its materials. But Dr. Thompson, thank you so much for being with us. I really appreciate it. And we will catch you on the next one. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
All right.